Welcome, everybody, to the Fundamentals Podcast. My name is Christian Reitz. I'm here with Jake Baldy and Tyler Hello. Brackens. This is our first podcast, so we need to start out by telling you guys about favorite teams so we can get the whole bias factor out of the way. For me, my favorite team is the Sacramento Kings.
My favorite team is the Portland Trail Blazers.
And mine is the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, so we're going to start out today on this podcast. Every podcast from now on, yeah. We're going to start out with rapid-fire questions. So each one of us has a question in mind. We have not heard about it beforehand.
Just get our brains thinking basketball.
Yeah, get us on the basketball track. So Jake's going to start off with his. We'll answer accordingly, and then we'll go down the line here.
Okay, so my question for you two is, what NBA players are past their prime but can still ball and are underappreciated?
Okay. I think Manu Ginobili. Do you think so?
Because that's a good one. Yeah.
I think Dwayne Wade's kind of like,
Dwayne Wade's? No, that's another one. I say past their prime.
Okay.
Just all past right. their prime but
well,
underappreciated.
Are you talking about teams that can produce or teams that can...
Players
that can produce still? Or are you talking about players that are good still?
Both.
Okay, so I put in Vince Carter because Vince Carter is 41 and he's still
Kings fan.
Okay, come on now.
Okay, no, it's a good one. It's a good one. Still a good one.
So
D Rose, Dwight Howard, in my opinion.
Okay, well, yeah, Dwight Howard, yeah, because he's past his prime, but he put up a 30-30, so that's pretty impressive.
Tyler,
I gotta go with Tony Parker and Dwayne Wade.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Let's see. Not Jason Terry. I was gonna say Jason Terry, but he's only averaging 3 points a game, so I don't think that counts. That's all I can think of. There are plenty of players that are 31, 32, 33 that maybe past their prime, but are still players that are gonna
Jamal Crawford.
Yeah, Jamal Crawford. He's 38 now, and he's putting up.
He's
like,
38.
Yeah,
he's 38.
And he's putting up like
shiftiest player in the league, arguably.
He can still cross everybody over, and like he's still putting up 11 points a game. So, anyways. All right, so my question to you guys is, what are the NBA players with the worst hair? And players that are current players that have either had one or...
That's a good question.
LeBron's hair when he was on the Heat.
That's
Jeremy Lin. I don't like Jeremy Lin's hair.
Which one though?
Like, all of them. None of them. I don't like
all
any of
them.
The man bun, the mohawk.
The mohawk that like was a foot tall.
The Birdman's hair. I didn't like his hair.
Birdman's hair was amazing.
Oh, come on.
Okay, it wasn't.
He looked like he was on crack and it was lovely. That was his best playing time of his career when
was
he had
it?
Mohawk.
Okay,
yes.
All right.
Fucked a 17-year-old chick too.
Okay, that's
anyway.
Not important.
Okay.
Delonte fucked LeBron's mom.
Okay, all right.
Ugly haired players.
The first person that comes to mind, Kings fan, obviously. De'Aaron Fox when he has his dreads down with the headband.
Oh, Frank Mason in his
and Frank Mason too.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose with his dreads too. Dreads too. I don't like that shit.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like him when he's like clean, like actually. Like,
actually, I like Derrick Rose's dreads. Actually,
no, bro, he doesn't play well in them.
That's true. That's a good point.
He plays better when he's near bald. Like he was in 2009 to 2012.
Maybe this. Okay, so maybe that's the key to him going back to his.
Yeah,
prime form
so.
Is cutting his hair, right?
Thank you.
I guess so.
Is there anybody else that sticks out haircut wise or hairstyle wise?
He's bald.
Okay, there's plenty of ball players, but
I don't know.
I feel like there's there's one person that I'm thinking.
It's got to be Manu because of his receding hairline.
Okay, but he
Alfred Payton.
Alfred Payton.
Oh, there it is. That's the one.
Oh man.
Oh God!
Okay.
How can he see? I can never understand because it hangs over his eyes.
Oh, and
the weekend motherfucker.
It was Iman Shumpert when he had his little like trash bag on the top of his head.
Oh yeah.
That's just bad. He actually cut that all off. He's bald. Almost.
Nah,
bald
he
now.
Cut that off because he went to the.
He's not playing.
He isn't playing
because he's freaking injured.
Yeah, I don't think there's a correlation. I mean, there is a correlation.
Shout out.
He was injured before he came to the Kings. I think he played like a grand total of 5 games this season.
Yeah, kind of like Jahlil Okafor, but, you know.
Yeah, well, I think free Jahlil, right?
Okay, y'all. My question is, what players do you think will not be on the same team next year?
Are we going to count free agents? Or
yes.
Anybody.
Yes. My bold
anybody.
Claim, I say Kawhi Leonard.
I don't think
I
that's that bold.
Because I see that, because did you see the article a couple days ago that said Tony Parker was like, my quad strain is not.
It's 100 times
worse. Must work. Much worse.
He's going to Indiana.
Indiana?
Yeah.
For what reason?
Bold claim.
Why?
He will.
Why?
I think that's what they need. And then he's just a good piece to their team. And I don't know. I can just see Kawhi in a
That's like saying Steph's going to go to the Hornets.
He will eventually.
See, but here's the thing. I totally agree with that. And
Kawhi to Indiana.
I don't know about Indiana, though. I agree that he's going to be on a different team because I feel like it's beyond repair. But at the same time, I heard an interview with him, right? Did you hear that interview where he's like, I want to stay, I want to be a Spur for life. He said that just recently.
How long ago?
Like, literally, like, less than a month ago.
Yeah, but did you see what happened 2 days ago? What you said a month ago does not have any effect what happens 2 days ago.
Okay, well...
All right, what other players?
Aaron Gordon and Jabari Parker, possibly, because they're both free agents.
I see Jabari Parker.
Yeah, leaving. I see Jabari
Parker. Because Jabari's being held back by literally everyone on that team, and he ruins
and his
ACL, on the floor.
But
his ACL is fine this year, and he's doing just fine. He's just held back.
LeBron won't be on another team.
LeBron's going to be on another team if the Cavs don't win the championship.
That's not true.
Why?
LeBron is just staying in Cleveland the rest of his
career. Why would he stay in Cleveland? He wants to win rings. He's not going to win rings in Cleveland if he doesn't win this year.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to the... We can talk about this after this. Okay. So, Aaron Gordon, Jabari Parker, because they're both free agents, and there's going to be teams... There's only three or four teams that have enough cap space to offer them max deals, one of them being the Kings. I'm not saying they're going to go there, but I'm just saying teams like that have a bunch of cap space...
Mike Muscala.
Is he a free agent, though?
Dwayne Dedman. I don't know. It's just random players.
Well, that's because they're on the Hawks, though. So I kind of feel like...
I don't think anyone wants to be on the Hawks.
Oh, no.
I think every...
the Kings.
Okay.
Do you see how much they have to get paid to be on the Hawks?
And the Kings. But... George Hill.
Okay, you know what?
Anyway.
Let's finish up here. Let's think of some last couple players.
Blake Griffin.
But...
Okay.
Bold claim.
I wouldn't even be if CJ McCollum was on the Cavs in a few years.
I see that.
I see that too.
That's only if LeBron's there though.
The only reason
anyone ever goes to Cleveland is because LeBron's there.
Yep.
I don't even remember what the fuck I was talking about.
All right, so LeBron, is he gonna leave or is he gonna stay? I think he's gonna stay. Jake thinks he's gonna stay.
Yeah, he's gonna stay in Cleveland. Because
he's got such an easy path through the East, like.
Yeah.
There is no one superstar who's going to be able to stop him.
He's not going to join Boston. He's not going to join Toronto.
So my thing, let's say, for shits and giggles, that he goes to the Rockets. The Rockets are...
He's not going to go.
Tell me where they're going to find cap space. Any of these teams.
The only team that has cap space in the West that he'd even remotely go to is the Lakers, and the Lakers are not...
Getting LeBron.
There yet.
No,
he wants to go to a team that's there, and the only team that's there... in the Western Conference, is the Rockets.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to find cap space, but why would they be on his list? They're going to find cap space if they really want LeBron.
Yeah, but that means giving up players like Eric Gordon and Luke Mbamute and people who are role players that are really important to that team.
LeBron is the best player in the league.
He's not going anywhere.
Because you think about it, there have been other teams. What's the latest team that just had to give up a bunch? I think it was it the Cavs that had to get rid of... I don't remember which team it was, but one team had to give up...
It was like, Chris Paul?
Yeah, I think that was it. Yeah, it was the Rockets. I mean, they pieced their way back together through trades and free agency and stuff. But when they first traded for Chris Paul, talk about how much they gave up.
They should have kept Lou Williams.
There was a lot, you know what I mean? So that's kind of the thing. If they're going to create enough cap space, they're going to be...
LeBron buys a house in L.A. and the media just creates a buzz. And everybody thinks he's going to go there.
Yeah, of course. And now there's the whole billboard thing where there's billboards in Philly and billboards in LA and it's like a billboard.
Billboards in Cleveland yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's just a bunch. We nobody knows what LeBron's thinking, right? Because he's a human being. He has thoughts and he thinks what he wants to think, and nobody can tell him differently.
LeBron only left Cleveland in the first place because he knew they'd be bad, so he wanted to come. He get Kyrie, get good players, and then come win a championship, which he accomplished. So I don't think he wanted to bring a ring to Cleveland, and he's gonna keep trying to bring more rings to Cleveland.
Okay,
yeah,
no,
because that's his hometown.
But if he leaves, He already did what he promised Cleveland. So Cleveland should not hate him. But there should be no jersey burning. There should be none of the bullshit that there was the first time. Because he gave them what they want. So if he leaves...
He'll stay.
He's going to stay.
He's a loyal player.
So tanking, we don't like it. We agree that Memphis
and Phoenix are really the only two teams competing like to tank. Phoenix has lost 11 straight. Memphis had that 18-game losing streak.
They lost by 60 after Kemba dropped 40.
Yeah, and apparently we're laughing about it, like you guys.
Yeah, they were laughing about it in the locker room. Tyreek came out and said, Tyreek wasn't for it, obviously. He was like, this is ridiculous, you guys. Like, it's an embarrassment.
That's bad.
Right, if you're not taking a loss personally every single night, then you don't belong on an NBA team.
I agree.
Right?
I think Atlanta is playing their little hearts out, but... they're just a bad team. Like, I don't think they're tanking.
No.
Well.
No, they're not tanking. Bazemore
bruised his right knee and is out for the year. So you could argue that's tanking.
You could argue,
because he's their second best player.
Yeah, and they sat Dennis Schroeder against the Kings. Like, that's...
nobody was there.
Okay. Well,
we're not getting into that.
We're not going to get into that. No, but just the fact that they sat their best player... and they're already a 20-something win team for the season. It's, like, ridiculous. And I think, like, what's it going to do? And I think we realized, especially last draft, because all they're doing is trying to get the best odds to get the first overall pick. It doesn't mean they're going to get the first overall. It doesn't mean Memphis is going to get the first overall pick.
Yeah, but just because you get a first overall pick does not mean that's going to define you. How many picks?
It gives you the best chance.
It gives you the best chance. But how many times has the first drafted player in the draft... Markel Fultz been the best rookie in the league?
A lot of the times, his first pick is a solid player.
Solid, but the best rookie in the league.
But then you have players
Fultz and Anthony Bennett are like the two in the last 10 years.
Yeah, and Markel Fultz, it's his rookie year.
I'm not saying they're bad, but when have they been the best player to make a difference in the league?
Most of them are, actually.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that. But
Ben Simmons?
Here's the thing, though. It's not that important. What
Joel Embiid.
Getting the first overall pick is not that important because who was the 13th pick overall in this last draft?
Donovan Mitchell.
Who's granted...
I think he'll win Rookie of the Year.
I think he belongs to be Rookie of the Year.
But still, giving you... the number one pick is just seen as the number one pick. Seen as the best player. Like, obviously there's going to be hidden gems, but you just can't calculate that.
Yeah. And I think realistically, in the lottery picks, all of them have the potential to be stars most of the time. Well, and you always get second round picks too that end up being all stars.
Yeah, there's gems. There's like Isaiah Thomas.
And there's late first round picks like Kuzma.
Yeah, exactly. So, but Kuzma's...
he's okay. He's all right.
We're not going to get into the Lakers. Yeah. He's all right. He dropped off after the second part of the year for sure.
To sum it up, none of us like tanking.
Yeah, tanking doesn't belong.
Not fun to watch. Fans hate it. Yeah.
It's fun.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. This is our first podcast. I know it's pretty short, but I think we covered some good ground. I want to thank the two of you that are listening.
Two people in the world.
Yeah, two people in the world that are
Shout
listening.
Shout out to Ricky and Bobby.
Yeah, exactly. Ricky, Bobby. I like that. All right. anyways, you guys, give us some slack. It's our first podcast, but if you did enjoy it,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. If you did enjoy it, make sure to share it with people.
The Fundamentals.
The Fundamentals Podcast.
Thank you.